Okay, we're up to Erevin Lamed Zion. Shnei Lugin Shani Atid Hefrish, classic case of Brera. Person says the two Lugin which I'm going to separate in the future, that should count as the Truma retroactively. Right? They say it's Usur, right? Contrary to Pasak of the Mishnah. And fitting with that of Ayo. Ulamar Laysa La Ayo Mas Nisan, or Rabbi Yosi Shimon, they say Usur. Okay, back and forth of this Brisa and making Tanoim. In such a case that the Gemara says 37 BE, so when they purchased by their owner, if the owner explicitly was makdishit as a burnt offering or sin offering when he purchased it, or through the actions of the Kohen when he offers the bird of sacrifices. Akati Savriosi Embraira. Savatanya Ama Archamar Lachaver Kachli Aguda Aksha Yarak Ogluska Achas Ainitzarich Lasar Di Brabiosi. Chaim say Tsarich Lasar Epoch Tashma Omer Maisa Sheshli Vesi Mahulal Sela Shtalabiadamina case Rabiosi says Mahulal. Epoch embryosim are lochilo maichas the abchatarti mikmechada, epochada mikmechati. Sahaba de ibchatani. We learned the opposite. Kani seifa, mother vyosim meister sheishli ptavesi, should be machulal ala sela chadasha that shetala beyadi mina kiss from the kiss. Okay, ha sela chadasha hechidami, aiditana resh tala, tana seifa, nami tala. So the concept of Kanehan, when a woman becomes Tahor after giving birth or being a Zava, she has to bring a korban to complete her purification process to enable her to kachim and to enter the base of Migdash. And the korban brought by a Zava is two turtle doves, or two common doves. One is an ola and one is a chatas. A pair of birds known as a cane, plural kinim, which means a nest. The korban brought by a yoledes includes a male sheep as an ola and a turtle dove, a common dove as a chatas. If she couldn't afford a sheep, she brings two turtle doves or two common doves, one as an ola and one as a chatas. Since the poor were the majority, the korban of yoledes also became known as the kinim. Mechulal, a second tithe, Maaser Sheni, is given every year after Maaser Rishon, and after it has been separated. And the tithe that is separated in the third and sixth year of the seven-year Shemitah cycle is Maaser Ani, and it's given to the poor. The tithe that is separated during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years is called Maaser Sheni. And the Torah requires the Maaser Sheni be brought and eaten by its owner in Yerushalayim. Terminally, Maaser Sheni produce can be redeemed, in which case the money used to redeem is brought to Yerushalayim. And if the owner himself redeems the produce, he has to add an additional fifth. And the food which is brought with that money Yerushalayim becomes Kodesh like Maaser Sheni and has to be eaten with Tahara. Maaser Sheni that was redeemed by anyone beside the owner is exempt from that fifth, that Chomesh. The Gemara says there's a contradiction in the statements of Shimon with regard to Breira. And one Breisa, end of 36 B, Shimon holds that Breira does not work, aim Breira. And the Breisa discusses a case where a person buys untithed wine and is unable to separate it before he drinks. According to Rav Meir, he can drink the wine now if he declares that a certain quantity will be separated later, will be true Maaseris. He's permitted to drink the wine now because of Yesh Breira. Okay? Rabbi Shimon argues, he holds that one may not drink the wine before separating because aim brero, when the status of an object is not clear right now. Future can't determine. But in another brisa on 37b, Rabbi Shimon holds that brero does work. Yesh brero, the brisa is discussing a case in where a person places his eruv in a certain location with the intent to decide each Shabbos whether or not to use it for that Shabbos. And if he decides after nightfall on Shabbos to use the eruv, Rabbi Shimon holds the eruv is going to be kosher because brero works to determine the status of the heir retroactively. Rabba explains Rav Shimon generally holds Yesh Breira, and the reason why Rav Shimon says the Breira does not work in the case on Tithe wine is because when the person says the wine which I will separate tomorrow from the rest is now Truma, the Truma present is not distinguishable from the rest of the wine. In order for the Truma to be separated effectively, it has to be distinguishable from the rest of the purpose, and that's called Reishis She'areh Nikarim. Why does Abai direct his question to Rabba? For Rabba's explanation, the assumption is that the reason why Rav Shimon prohibits wine before Truma and Maaseris are physically separated is because he holds that Breira does not work, Aim Breira. But Rabbi Shimon holds that Aim Breira, when the same question from the case of the two pomegranate applies, Abai's question applies not only to Rabba's way of understanding Rabbi Shimon, it also applies to any way of understanding Rabbi Shimon's. Tosfos HaRosh says the Gemara's assumption that Rabbi Shimon holds Aim Breira, that applies only in a case when the contingency depends on the person's own future actions. When it depends on another, or on the weather, such as in the case of pomegranates, then maybe Rabbi Shimon agrees that Breira will work.